Where film and fashion intertwine, Paris unveils its grandeur in full spectacle. Amid the lush mise-en scene of the Opera Garnier and the enchanting Chanel promenade along the Seine, Fashion Week presented an alternative Parisian narrative to the turbulent echoes of recent civil unrest. The second day of Haute Couture Week unfurled a magnificent tapestry of unapologetic opulence, exquisite artistry, and flamboyant indulgence, a counterpoint to the discord and a testament to the enduring allure of French elegance. Chanel's models paraded alongside the River Seine with the Eiffel Tower in the background, some with little dogs or baskets of flowers, in a show of sophistication and simplicity, said designer Virginie Viard. She mixed tweeds, silk muslins, organzas and encrusted lace with floral and graphic motifs. A few bright colors, including Barbie pink, stood out against a largely gray palette. Over at the Opera Garnier, the 19th-century monument to late imperial excess, couturier Stefan Roland put on a fabulously opulent show that was also being filmed by veteran filmmaker Claude Lelouch for his next movie, Finalement. There was a strapless velvet dress with a glittering diamond hood, an elaborate headpiece that looked like a mass of gold flames, and a long red satin dress with a bejeweled collar. The show was in homage to Greek singer Maria Callas, whose voice was heard through the show, aimed at reliving one of her most legendary performances at the Opera Garnier in December 1958. Roland is known for bright colors, such as the bright yellow dress in which he put singer Pretty Yend for the coronation of King Charles III recently. However, he stated, in the heart of the Palais Garnier, I didn't want to disturb the scenery with pinks, yellows and greens and stuck mostly to black, white and a few flashes of deep red. Actors mingled with the guests for the upcoming movie from Lelouch, best known for his Oscar-winning 1966 film A Man and a Woman. Also showing on Tuesday, July 4, was French designer Alexis Mabille, who created a female take on the tuxedo. Moreover, there was another luxurious display from Giorgio Armani, all sumptuous ball gowns adorned with many variations on poppies and roses. Red was a dominant color for the Italian, even for the wedding dress at the end.